Ackerfield, the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Guy Negrete wheeling and dealing as he sends Sweet Chick down. That's going to put Paul Smith up, the Rice University product. So Smith grounded out in his first plate appearance, flew out in his second as batting on 667 before today as he sees a strike across the plate, 0-1. Negrete comes set, the left-hander sets and serves way on the outside edge. Ball comes in low, 1-1. So the Raptors only had three hits compared to the Spiders. Spiders have had three hits as well, but Raptors pitching has been on display here as Negrete throws it right across the plate, 1-2. Negrete sets, takes a deep breath, shakes it off. Now he comes set, the 1-2. Down low, outside edge for the second ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. The 2-2, swinging a ball, driven out into shallow right, coming under it with ease is Logan Hugo, who makes the catch. So the Raptors get three outs here as we head to the top of the seventh. Raptors 1, Dock Spiders 0. We'll take a quick step aside.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We return on the top of the seventh inning here from Herb Baker Field. Raptors looking to split the series. They're three innings away. As Levi Jensen, batting in the nine hole, who grounded out and flew out in his last two plate appearances, sees a strike across the plate, 0-1. So each team with three hits, but the Dock Spiders have an error, as the Raptors have played error-free baseball so far. They had two errors yesterday that really cost them. Good things happen when the Raptors don't commit errors, and the 1-1 across the plate inside zone, 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Each team with three hits. Can the Raptors make it four? 2-2. There's a ball on the inside edge. The 2-2. Jensen stands at the plate. And there's a ball across the plate. 3-2. So three balls and two strikes. Each team with three hits, the 3-2, Jensen a swing and a ground ball out on the left field side in foul territory, 3-2. Jensen, a swing and a high fly ball into the center fielder of Paul Whitman for the first out. So Brandon Rogers, we return to the top of the order. Brandon Rogers here. One down for the Dock Spiders. Rogers struck out and flew out in his last two plate appearances as he pops one up out on the right field side. 0-1. So no balls, one strike here with one out on top of the seventh. Rogers sets and swings a ball out on the right field gap. 0-2. So Rogers comes set on the right-handed pitcher, Doyle. That goes inside. That hits the inside of Rogers. But he backed away just in time. So one ball, two strikes here with one out. That looked like that was surely going to hit Rogers, and he was going to take first. But the 1-2 serve, Rogers a swing and a hard hit ground ball over to John Serrain, the third baseman, who was about to make the play over at first. But that ball goes out in foul territory just before it can get to third base. So 1-2 is the count, and we're going to do it once again. Top of the seventh, still one out here. Each team with three hits. Rafters able to send a run home. It was Alex Duffy, the catcher, in his first plate appearance. Starting, and he capitalized the 1-2, a swing and a ground ball once again out on the third baseline in foul territory. 1-2. So Rogers stands in, the right-handed batter on Doyle, who's gone 6 1/3 innings so far. He's not done. The 1-2 inside, foul tipped back behind home plate. 1-2. So Brandon Rogers batting a 294. The 1-2 down low in the dirt. Smith wasn't able to corral that ball in. It goes to the right of him, but that's going to be the second ball. Nobody on base for the Rafters. As Jensen flew out to give the Dock Spiders one out. The 2-2. Down low on the right corner for the third ball. Dock Spider fans did not agree with that. 3-2. The full count serve. Outside edge. Rogers was about to take first. He thought it was a ball, but a late call. That was strike number three. As Rogers looks back towards the umpire in disgust. Two outs for the Dock Spiders. Rafters, unfortunate to see that. Wow. So it looks like after a strikeout, a pitching change is in store as Justin Doyle went 6 2/3 inning. As pitching change is true, the left-hander. The Dock Spiders make the pitch. Cade Walker out of Cuesta College, a rising junior from Chicago, Illinois. He's 6'4". He's a lefty, so that was an interesting decision there from head coach Douglas Coe to pull the pitcher because it was a big strike there for Doyle. And was able to acquire yet another strikeout. So a little bit interesting here for the Rafters. Maybe they can get the bats going with a different pitcher. Cade Walker, number 13. warming up now. So the Rafters up 1-0 here in the top of the seventh. Their lone run came in the top of the fifth, where Johnson took second off of a stolen base from first, but Duffy was already on third. So as the throw was happening to second from the catcher, Smith, Duffy just made an easy run home. But other than that, that's been the only run. Each team with three hits. Dock Spiders with an error here on the top of the seventh. Yesterday was 15 combined runs. It was 9-6. Right now, it's 1-0 in the top of the seventh. But the important thing is the Rafters lead. Can they hold on? Can they build off the lead? So with two outs here, Cade Walker will take over the pitching duties for the Dock Spiders. Ty Johnson is up next. The left-handed batter, Ty Johnson, who's had two base hits today, and a guy that they can rely on. Mr. Reliable, Ty Johnson. When you need him most, he always can get a hit. Can he do it this time? Two outs. First pitch on the way from Walker. Upstairs on the outside zone, 1-0. The 1-0 from Walker upstairs, 2-0. Dock Spider fans weren't able and were not happy with that call right there. A couple boos around the ground, the 2-0. There's a strike across the plate on the inside. There's a slider, it's 2-1. Two outs. Johnson stands in. The left-hander faces a 2-1 count, the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball over to the second baseman and Gorman, who makes the throw over to first for an easy out. So the Rafters still lead 1-0 as we head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the seventh. We'll take a quick step aside.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Petpalooza is just around the corner and the Rough Ranch will be there. Come see us at the Southwood County Humane Society grounds on June 11th with your dog training questions. If you need help before then, call 715-540-6650 or go online to roughranchllc.com to set up a meet and greet. Michelle and Tiffany are ready to give you the best dog training and behavior modification in central Wisconsin. That's the Rough Ranch, 1022 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. See you at Petpalooza.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Attention, please. No. We return to the bottom of the seventh here at Herb Baker Field, home of the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, as Drake Fries, the pitcher, will step in, number 45. So he's making his debut here for the Rafters. A rising redshirt junior, also a San Diego product, as the first pitch is on the way against Jake Serrain, is out in foul territory. So he's from Orange, California. He went to Orange Lutheran. He's had 23 innings pitched so far, allowing 35 hits, but he's also acquired 21 strikeouts. For San Diego, he had a season-high 4 strikeouts against Oregon back on March the 2nd as he throws a ball, 1-1. He only appeared in 7 games and made 1 start back in 2022. And he's a guy who has had a decent year at the throws a strike, 1-2. So the 1-2 from Fries, the tall right-hander, the pitch upstairs. Strike number 3. Sends down Serrain, and Fries on his first batter at the Northwoods League, he sends him down swinging. He helped his team to win back-to-back Trinity League championships in 2018 and 2019. His brother played a season of baseball for St. Mary's College, so baseball runs in the family as he throws a ball upstairs on Jared Heinzen at a University of Wisconsin Parkside. So Fries, the 1-0. Swinging a line drive. Does it drop in the left field gap? Coming under it is Matt Olive, the left fielder, who gets 2 down for the Rafters here in the bottom of the 7th. So Peterson is due up next. Jack Peterson out of Trinity University, batting a 217 with 4 RBIs. So Rafters getting the University of San Diego products today, so getting some work out of them. So Makai Negrete goes a couple innings, and now Drake Fries on his debut is down in the count 1-0. Swing and a miss down low, 1-1. So a ball to strike here with 2 outs, each team with 3 hits. It's been a defensive baseball game. The 1-1 popped up into shallow left, and coming under and making the catch with ease is the shortstop, Shane Taylor. So 3 outs for the Rafters as we head to the top of the 8th here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We'll take a quick moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 56. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 85. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. Chance for scattered storms, Monday, with highs in the low 80s. Cloudy, Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning here as the Rafters up 1-0. Jack Basir will step in, and he is evened up the count 1-1. The 1-1 down from Walker. Cade Walker still stands at the mound. 2 balls and a strike. Can the Rafters build on this lead? The 2-1 way outside edge. 3-1. One run to win a baseball game is just not enough. And 3-1 popped up on the right side. You know, when you're up 1-0, you're happy that you at least have the lead, but there's not a lot of cushion, not a lot of room to be worked with there, because you can't afford to give up a run, let alone two runs. As the 3-2 outside, so Basir will take first as he sees ball number four, and a good start here for the Rafters. Matt Olive was hit by pitch today. He grounded out as well. So Olive, the Valparaiso Beacon, who had an unbelievable season for them this season, as he sees the first pitch on the way inside zone, 1-0. Olive has struggled, though. He's had one hit with 13 at-bats prior to this game and a double. But he's a rising redshirt junior out of Valparaiso as the 1-0 on the way. That hits the knee of Olive. Wow, Basir went to second, then initially turned back to first, and he gets out at first. So one out there for the Rafters. Smith, the catcher, ran him down. So two balls, no strikes with one out. Unfortunate there. Basir stood at first but got caught as a strike on the way is true. 2-1. Wow, so the pitch was there. The 2-1, swinging a hard hit ground ball over to Serain, the third baseman. The throw across the diamond is in time for the second out. So two outs, Shane Taylor will step in. Taylor has been walked today. He's had a base hit. He's also grounded out, so he's had a little bit of everything. First pitch on the way from Walker. Right across the plate, there's a strike. No balls, a strike with two outs here. Rafters still lead 1-0. They got a run on the top of the fifth, the 0-1. Down low in the dirt, 1-1. A ball and a strike here with two outs. Swinging a ball popped up left side. 1-2. So Walker comes set and delivers a curveball outside zone, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. The 2-2 upstairs, a curveball, but Shane Taylor went after it, and he swung that one back towards behind home plate. So still stays here at 2-2 with two outs in the top of the eighth. Rafters 1, Doc Spider 0. Taylor, the left-hander, the 2-2, swinging a hard-hit ball to Gorman, who's not able to field it, and a miscommunication in the infield, so Shane Taylor will take first. So Seth Sweetchick went after it, wasn't able to field. That went over to Gorman. He dropped it as well. So Shane Taylor is took first here with two outs. Kyle Carlson is due up 1-for-3 today. Struck out twice and also got a base hit. Taylor stands at first with two outs. Top of the eighth inning. You're on a crisp 80-degree night. As the first ball across the plate is a strike, 0-1. Two outs. Rafters four hits. The Dock Spiders three. They still lead 1-0. Taylor stands at first. The 0-1. Outside zone, but that's a strike, 0-2. So Walker up in the count here. Carlson got a base hit on his last plate appearance. No balls. Two strikes. A curveball upside in the upstairs zone, 1-2. A ball, two strikes, two outs. Swing and a miss, down low. Carlson went after it, strike number three. The Rafters still lead 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
To the bottom of the eighth we go here at Herb Baker Field. Jack Gorman will step in, the right-handed batter, and a new pitcher is true for the Rafters, Sidney Ferry out of University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point is making his return as he only pitched a third inning back in the second game. So Ferry's turn to hopefully close out the game as the first pitch is on the way outside. For a strike, 1-0. So, 0-1 here. Jack Gorman out of Presbyterian College. Rafters still lead 1-0. The 0-1 upstairs outside of the zone, 1-1. Rafters have out-hit the Spiders 4-3. Rafters have also played error-free baseball. The 1-1, a swing and a drive into the right field gap. Rogers running under it and making the catch. Unbelievable catch by the center fielder in Brandon Rogers. So one down for the Rafters. Rogers can do it on the offensive side, but he also can do it on the defensive side as well. The Mount Carmel products coming up huge for Wisconsin Rapids. One down, two away here in the bottom of the eighth. Connor Cooney will step in, the left-handed batter out of the College of Holy Cross. So Ferry comes set. First pitch on the way, down low, 1-0. Unbelievable play there from Brandon Rogers. We had to get on his horse to make that play. And second pitch on the way on the outside edge for a strike, 1-1. A ball, a strike. Here with one down, here in the bottom of the eighth, the 1-1, way upstairs for the second ball, 2-1. Rafters were able to get a run in the top of the fifth. Everything other than that has been zeros on the board for either team. But importantly, the Rafters lead as the third pitch on the way inside for a strike, 2-2. Ferry out of Paw Paw, Michigan. Was homeschooled, believe it or not. His 19 and a two-thirds innings pitched. As strike number three is true. Sends Cooney down looking at the umpire. He couldn't believe it. Sidney Ferry records his first strikeout of the game and the second out for the Rafters here in the bottom of the eighth. Drew Berrigan, the shortstop, out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical College. We're adding a 286 as the first pitch on the way. A breaking ball upstairs in the zone, 0-1. Berrigan, the right-handed batter. On Ferry, the right-handed pitcher. The 0-1, swinging a ground ball out on the left field line in foul territory. No balls and two strikes here with two outs. The Rafters have played great defensive baseball. They've only given up three hits, but really nobody has stood at third many times this game for the Dock Spiders. The 0-2 popped up in the air on the first base side. Running under it is Carlson. Can he get there? That ball goes just over the Rafters dugout. And Berrigan can hold his breath and reset. So two outs here. Four of the Rafters are looking to split this series here in Fond du Lac. They lost 9-6 yesterday and were out hit 10-8. They had runners on in the top of the ninth when bases were loaded. But unfortunately, Brandon Rogers struck out the 0-2 pitch, swinging a ground ball up through the second base gap, and Berrigan will take first. That's the fourth hit of the game for the Dock Spiders. And with two outs, Berrigan stands at first as Paul Whitman out of West Texas A&M DHing today. So each team with four hits. Dock Spiders with one error, but the Rafters lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch upstairs out of the zone, 1-0. So Berrigan at first, two down here. Rafters looking for the third out. The 1-0 inside for a strike, 1-1. Sidney Ferry only allowed 17 hits this year for Wisconsin Stevens Point. As foul tipped backside for second strike. But he had 20 strikeouts, a 4.12 ERA. A two-time All-Star in high school. In the high school fall baseball league. The 1-2 down low. A breaking ball for the second ball, 2-2. He was an All-Midwest Region second team in 2022 and a first-teamer as well in 2021. The 2-2 outside on the left edge for the third ball. So three balls, two strikes, a full count here with two outs. Berrigan, a big leadoff at first. This is a big pitch for the Rafters, biggest of the game. Two outs. Ferry comes set. Sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for the third strike as the Rafters get out of the inning, only allowing one hit, but once again, no runs as we head to the top of the ninth here on WFHR. We'll take a quick step aside.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Mm-hmm. Top of the ninth here. Can the Raptors get one more good inning as Logan Hugo, the Eastern Michigan product, and the right fielder sees a ball go across the plate upstairs, 1-0. Each team with four hits. One ball, no strikes, as the first pitch on the way. Second pitch on the way downstairs for a strike, 1-1. It's been a defensive ball game. Not much has separated each. The only difference, Raptors have a run on the board as a curveball comes inside zone, 1-2. Ball, two strikes, and foul tipped on the backside. 1-2 still.
That's why they said foul sheet was brought to before some.
So Walker will come set. Cade Walker out of Cuesta College. A ball, two strikes. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a ball hit. Popped up on the right side. Running under it is Jack Peterson, who makes a sliding catch but not able to make that catch. He slid down. So Hugo can hold his breath and then regather himself. Top of the ninth here. Raptors up 1-0. As a Raptors fan, you'd like for them to build on the lead here, because 1-0, especially in the Northwoods League baseball, is in the Northwoods Baseball League, is a very, very scary lead. As a second ball is true, so 2-2 count here. A swing and a ground ball through the second base. Drew Berrigan fields it and then throws it over to first, and the shortstop makes a play once again for one down. So Alex Duffy will step in, the only Raptor to score tonight. Got home from third if there was a stolen base from Ty Johnson. So Duffy out of Elon. Check swings, and did he go? And he did. 0-1. One out, the 0-1. Curveball inside edge. One ball, one strike here with one out. Top of the ninth inning. A very defensive ball game. One out here. Walker will come set. And then deliver the 1-1. Swing and a ground ball over to the second baseman, and Gorman fields it in his glove, throws it over to first, and makes an easy play out to the first baseman in Sweet Chick for the second out. So two down here, one away in the top of the third. So Levi Jensen out of North Alabama struggled at the plate this year, but has been an excellent catcher. As he struck out of the ninth last night, as he sees a strike down low, 0-1. Two down here for the Dock Spiders. Can the Raptors get something going? Jensen swings at it inside. Foul tipped in the glove of the catcher, Paul Smith, 0-2. Two outs. Can the Raptors get on base? The 0-2 from Walker outside it. Edge, but got him looking. Levi Jensen can't believe it. That's the third straight strike. So the Raptors still lead, though, 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the ninth. Find out if they can get their second win of the season. We'll be back in a moment.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We return in the bottom of the ninth. Rafters lead 1-0 on a pitching change for Wisconsin Rapids. Julian Tristan will make his appearance. He's got three outs to get the save as he first throws a ball into Seth Sweetchick, the Australian native. Foul tipped on the right side, 0-1. So Tristan has appeared a couple times. He's had two innings pitched. He had one game, two innings pitched. He's allowed two hits. He's also acquired two strikeouts. Need three outs here as he throws a ball, the 1-1 here. The 1-1. Popped up on the backside, 1-2. Julian Tristan out of Westcliff University finished up his redshirt senior year for Westcliff from Irvine, California. He had 10 appearances with them this year with one game started and a 2-2 record as the 1-2. Swing and a drive popped up on the backside into shallow center, and that will be into the glove of Brandon Rogers for the first out. Rafters one down, two away. Two away here for the Rafters to split the series and go back home with some momentum. And to end the three-game losing streak, 1-4. But tonight they can make it 2-4 as a ball thrown inside to Tristan. Into the glove of Duffy. That goes behind into home plate. So one ball, no strikes. Rafters two away here. Way inside, same pitch from Tristan. Two balls and no strikes here on Paul Smith, the catcher. So Smith for the Dock Spiders slotted in at catcher today as he sees a 2-0 upstairs out of the zone, 3-0. You wonder, can Wisconsin Rapids find a way to close this out? The 3-0 right across the plate. No doubt about that one. 3-1. The 3-1 from Tristan. Down low out of the zone for ball number four. So that puts the tying run of Paul Smith on first. Pinch running for Paul Smith is number two, Luke Nowitzki. So Luke Nowitzki is going to be pinch running for Paul Smith, the catcher. So now Jake Serrain will take it. So he is the winning run here in the bottom of the ninth. Julian Tristan The first pitch on the way, swinging a ball hit out on the right field line, coming under it and making the catch and diving, but is not able to corral that ball in, is Hugo. So that goes out in foul territory. Hugo, that's the second time he's dropped a ball, a fielded ball in that area. But fortunate for the Rafters, that was out in foul territory. So everybody stood up for the Dock Spiders. So 0-1 is the count. Tristan, the 0-1, swinging a ball hit on the right field line, out in foul territory, 0-2. One out here. No balls, two strikes. Serene, 0-2, as that hits the inside of the bat, goes out in the foul side, staying here at 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2, a curveball inside. That looked to be good, but that was a ball, 1-2. Can the Rafters do it? Can they get two more outs? The 1-2 down low outside of the zone, 2-2. So Tristan was up 0-2 in the count with one out. Tying run at first. So Nowitzki stands at first. The 0-2 swinging a drive outside on the right side for foul, 2-2. One down here for the Rafters. Two away. Looking to close this out. Each team with four hits. Here's the 2-2 outside of the zone. 3-2. Julian Tristan takes a deep breath. He's going to need to. Full count here with one out. Tristan comes set. Delivers. Swing and a line drive out on the right side, foul territory, staying here at 3-2. Rafter fans, not many of them here in attendance, holding their breath. The 3-2, swing and a miss, got him down low on Serene. Serene went after it. There's the second out, and the Rafters one away here from closing this out. Two outs here. Two down, one away. Lorenzo Rios. Two outs here for the Rafters. As Lorenzo Rios has made an appearance today. Swing and a miss, got him inside. 0-1. The 0-1, swing and a miss, got him upstairs. 0-2, one strike away from the Rafters. Splitting this series here in Fond du Lac. Tristan sets, delivers, upstairs. There's a ball. Tristan, one ball, two strikes. He sets, and Rios fouls, tips one on the left side. Lorenzo Rios, who played catcher yesterday for the Dock Spiders. Two outs here, bottom of the ninth. Rafters lead 1-0. The 1-2 serve. Swinging a ground ball over to Tristan. He runs over it and tags the bag, and that will do it. The Rafters split the series here in Fond du Lac, and they win 1-0. A much-needed win for this Wisconsin Rapids side. Rafters improved to 2-4. The Dock Spiders fall to 1-5. A huge win for the Rafters. They needed it. It was a game where not a lot of runs clearly came in, only one exactly. But in the top of the fifth, Ty Johnson stole second. Duffy was already at third. He took home and made the appearance and crossed home plate. So the Rafters have been able to secure the victory here today as we head tomorrow back home to Witterfield. The Rafters have quite the homestand. They have eight games in 8 days. 7 of those at home in 8 days, The Mallards will be visiting Wisconsin Rapids next. They have a 2-game homestand with the Mallards and then a 2-game homestand as well with the Woodchucks. So the Rafters are able to secure the victory as they win 1-0 after Alex Duffy crossing home plate. But for a beautiful night here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, for a Wisconsin Rapids win, they win 1-0. I'm Joey Fear saying so long. So long from Fond du Lac.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin.
Well done, young man.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental
of
Wisconsin.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education, technology,